For those of you whose final destination is New York, let us be the first to say, welcome home. A grin washes over my face. I realize I am one of those passengers in the latter category. This is my final destination. I am home. It's not long before I've deplaned and am nearly skipping with eagerness through the terminal and to the baggage claim, where the first of my two suitcases, bearing the embarrassing neon orange heavy tag, is coming around on the conveyor belt. As I struggle to lug it off, a middle-aged man helps me. I thank him and wonder if this is the first of many more damsel in distress moments I'll play in the future. I haul my two suitcases behind me as I make my way toward the giant yellow sign that reads, Taxis. The instant I walk through the double doors, a gust of bitter cold New York air greets me. I take a whiff. It smells a tad like garbage with a hint of urine and maybe an odor or two of sewage. But it also smells like freedom. I close my eyes for a moment and smile. Somehow, this putrid, bone-chillingly cold air is the best I've ever felt. I make my way through a zigzag of steel barricades and wait in the taxi line behind a handful of other passengers.